Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Brick Filmers Guild 2015 Film Festival Award Show.
Hey!
Hi.
All right, so sorry it took so long to get this information out about the winners, but hey, we took our time. Sorry.
Life happens,
you know? Yep. Anyway, we're really excited about releasing this video and podcast. Ha, I said it. Who cares? Anyway, if you are listening to the podcast and you want to see the awards nominees, because we're not going to go through every nominee for everything, go check out the YouTube version of this. Otherwise, enjoy the audio on the podcast. Anyway, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Okay. First order of business will be the 2015 Brick Filmers Guild Brick Filmer of the Year. This was voted upon by the Brick Filmers Guild members, and it was a close race this year.
It definitely was a close race, tough competition, and hard to pick from such great talent, you know?
Yeah, we had a lot of good Brick Filmers this year that had wonderful years, and too bad they all can't be winners. But
they are all winners.
Exactly. But someone did get the most amount of votes from the members of the Brick Filmers Guild. And that person was...
Drum roll, please. All right, so this is where you guys have to tap on your tables or whatever and make the little drum roll sound, because we don't have anybody to do that.
Really?
Or do we?
No, I'm not going to put that special effect in.
Okay, well, there you go. Make your own drum roll. The winner is Thomas Evans of Forlorn Creature.
Woo-hoo!
Congratulations, all right. Thomas. Well-deserved.
Yes. Anyway, on to the next thing. We have the honorable mention categories. These are the categories that I kind of just threw in for honorable mention, duh, type stuff that I did the judging for. This was not judged by the five panel...
Judges
panel, whatever you want to call it. Anyway, honorable mention categories. First one will be Best Superhero. And the nominees are... Yeah, read them real quick. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I know. We're so rude. Hey, it was in the past, we got a complaint on one of our award show thing that I was just...
Talking too much?
No, not talking too much. I was just kind of talking like I didn't care. Well, I'm trying to be excited, but I am not...
We are excited.
Yeah, but I'm not reading all these names.
Okay, mainly because we can't pronounce them all.
That's pretty much the reason. We're not exactly the smartest monkeys out there. Anyway, Best Superhero goes to... Atlas Animations for
Lego Justice League,
Nightwing, Green Arrow.
Yay! Congratulations. Woo-hoo.
All right, next.
Best Star Wars video.
All right, and the nominees. We had four of them. Hopefully there weren't more and I missed one, but got four of them here. And the winner is... Bricks Brought to Life, Lego Star Wars, The Underworld. That's Big Bud Lego for people that didn't know he changed his name.
Congratulations.
Great video. It was a past Brick Film of the Month. It was really cool. Awesome special effects and whatnot. Anyway, next honorable mention is Best Foreign Language, meaning non-English, you know, because...
Really?
Well, yeah, we are speaking English, but, you know, everything's a foreign language if you're in a foreign country. Anyway, Best Foreign Language, the nominees. And the winner goes to... Harry and Billy Brick Productions.
Assassins Lego, Cops Chasing Robbers. Right. Amazing job.
This was such an awesome video. And one of my favorite scenes was, I believe, the scene on the car carrier. It was sweet. So if you haven't seen it, go watch this. Great, great Brick film. Anyway, next. Best Holiday Video. This will have...
I wish I had my little jingle bells.
Yeah, there you go. It's not only is it Christmas, but it's Halloween or Easter or whatnot. And the best holiday nominees are. There
you
they go.
You didn't say nominees are because you're not saying them.
I'm not saying them. No, I'm not. No.
Nope. So the nominees are listed. So it's
that's why you got to watch the YouTube video. But
because they all deserve credit.
They do deserve credit.
So there'll be links to all these videos, right?
No, that's
okay,
too
never
much
mind.
Work. Too
never
much
mind.
Work. I'll put links to like I'll put links to the winners. That's too much work otherwise. But if you know,
not that you guys aren't worth it, though.
But the nominees are written down on several playlists here and there, so you could check that out, and like on Bricks in Motion or the Brick Filmers Guild. I think
we'd never release this video if we had to do all that, right?
Oh heck no, okay. No. It'd be October before this is out. In fact, once I think we got as far as like. July or August for the winners. Yeah. So we're doing good
Slap
this year.
Slap us on the wrist.
Anyway,
okay.
The winner
Atlas and...
Nah, I think it's like Altland Studios for Lumi. This was
should have let you read that.
Yeah,
one.
This was a really cool Christmas video. It was in German.
Altland Studios. There you go. Got it.
Yeah.
Woo! And nice logo too.
Yeah, and it was a really, really good video.
Yeah, I loved it. It was really special. I thought it was very touching, and I really enjoyed watching it very much.
Anyway.
It was a great job.
All right, best music video. And the nominees. Mm-hmm. And the winner.
Brotherhood Workshop. Home free, crazy life. Amazing job, as always.
Yeah, this one was a hard one to beat in this category this year. It was just a really top-notch video.
And it's won so many awards, yeah, and deservingly so.
It's a really good video. And the music's fun, too. And it's a great story. Anyway, next. The main category. These were voted upon by all five of the judges. And this year's judges were, one, me, Big Monkey, administrator of the Brick Filmers Guild. We also had David Pickett, co-founder of Set Bump. Pritchard Studios, which is he's a moderator at Bricks in Motion. He was a judge last year, along with David and myself. The new judge this year was Mirko Hortzmann. He's an administrator over at Brick Board, the German brick filming website. And he was nominated by Stefan Troger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty much the newcomer, and did a great job judging, and do appreciate the time and effort you put into that. And lastly was Bruno Lefebvre. I know we're going to mess it up every time. My French sucks. Anyway, of Iowa.
Yeah, I'm letting this all be on your shoulders.
Yeah, it's
this
my
year.
Fault. We probably
I'm just sitting here laughing.
You all can laugh too. Honestly,
it's okay.
Probably more fun to mess it all up than have to go and bother to look at. He actually last year sent us a pronunciation guide. I can't even say that word for saying his name. But Bruno, we're big fans of his work. And the only problem with him judging is he can't enter the festival because his brick films are really awesome. And I love them. But we appreciate him judging and taking
everybody,
the time.
Thank you to all the judges for helping us out and doing
so. Thank you very
hard
much.
Hard decision picking.
Thank you
videos.
Very much. And anyway, so those were all these, the five judges were the judges for all the main category items. So for the best story and screenplay, the nominees, go ahead and read them real fast because I'm going to the next slide. And the winner of best story and screenplay, Aaron Fisher for A Fixed System. This was an awesome brick film. Just had a great story. And it was just really, he kind of did well in that category. For the next category, we have Best Cinematography.
And the
nominees, you're messing up.
Wow,
you know,
no.
They're not going to hire us again. You know,
really?
I think the Brick Filmers Guild might fire us for this and get someone else to do it.
Really?
Nah. Anyway.
You're getting the really look. Oh, they can't
total
see me rolling
really
my
look.
Eyes.
No, rolling eyes. Okay, and the nominees for this. All right, hope you had time to read them. If not, hit pause on the YouTube video. All right, and the winner is Robotic Animations for The Tree. This was a really beautiful animation. It has this... I guess he did it on a tabletop where it was just things were scrolling around, and it's a... quite a beautiful animation.
Yeah.
You should check it out if you have not seen it yet. Anyway, next category.
Best Animation.
And the nominees for Best Animation
are as follows,
yep.
Which we're not reading.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like we should do some kind of, I don't know, something in between while we're doing this.
That's
reading.
Too much post-production.
Okay.
We've already tried. Hey, if I did that, this would be another month before it comes out.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, the winner for Best Animation.
Brotherhood Workshop.
Home free,
crazy life.
There you go. All right. Next category, best sound effects. And the nominees are...
I can dance if you want to, right? Yeah, but don't sing. Don't sing.
For 5 points. What is the name of that song and who sang it? Anyway. All right. I don't know where I went off there. But anyway, best sound effects goes to... 5K Animations,
Bump in the Night. And the Night. Or is it?
And the Night.
Okay. Unless you wrote it down
wrong. Oh, God, I hope I didn't write that wrong. I'm pretty sure it's Bump and the Night. It's one of those sort of play on words. Great brick film. It great sound effects. All the, you know, it had some really other great features. I'm sure it was nominated. I think it was nominated.
All the nominees are great brick films.
Yeah, but this one was really good.
And this is the
film that introduced me to 5K animation.
All the ones that have won were just a bump above.
Anyway, gosh, these people are groaning at us this year. They're going to say, please go back to boring Big Monkey. He's so much more, less annoying. Anyway, all right, anyway. Next, best music score. And the nominees are...
You hear grasshoppers?
Yeah, Alex Trebek's going to sue me now.
Go ahead, grasshopper. Okay.
They're going to think we're on, like, medicine or something. Anyway. And the winner is Aaron Fisher for Fixed System. This is an example of where the music just really fit, and it was made for the film. Totally deserving.
And you see a lot of these videos that get, you know, nominated more than once and win more than once because, yeah, they really deserve it. They're definitely worth checking out.
Yeah. And it's interesting with the five judges.
They win for a reason.
You know, the cream rises to the top. It might not be the favorite for every judge, but after five judges put their scores in, you pretty much get the winner. It's pretty cut and dry. Anyway. All right. Best voice acting.
Must be us, right?
No, I don't know. We were nominated, or we were in one of the films.
Surely it's us.
Yeah, I you would think we would have voted for ourselves. Well, yeah. But maybe. I don't know. Anyway, here are the nominees.
I didn't get a vote.
No, we were in one of them. All right. And best voice acting goes to Brick Nerd Studios.
Lego Batman versus Superman 2, Dawn of Just Desserts.
Yeah,
I think you can't beat professional voicing, you know?
Yeah, he had some pros doing that, but it was definitely some great voice acting in that. Yeah, we weren't in that one, I don't believe. I think we were in, what were we in?
That's probably why it won.
No, we were in Eye Water, which is also a great brick film. Yeah. If you haven't seen Eye Water,
that's
awesome.
All the nominees, so worth watching.
But definitely check this one out because it's got some... It's a great film, great brick film, but it's also had some just superb voice acting. Some kudos to the team that Brick Nerd Studios put together for that. All right, best brick film with the BFG logo. All right, this one was one of the other ones that I judged myself, and I did perhaps get some inspiration from the other judges and actually had to sort of do a tiebreaker with you.
Yep.
So it's all your fault.
It is. I was the tiebreaker.
No, but this had some fun films. And the winner for the best brick film that utilized the BFG logo. That's why you should just put it in there and do it anyway.
Altland Studios with Lumi. Yes, I loved that video. Just loved it. It was beautiful.
All right.
It touched me.
All right. BFG Members' Choice. This is the brick film chosen by voting on the Brick Filmers Guild. And the nominees. Oh, we don't have nominees for that. Yeah, we didn't do nominees. So, and the best film goes to Aaron Fisher.
A Fixed System.
This was a popular film this
year.
It
was very popular.
Very good.
Also won in another contest that... that we judged.
That would have been Cinebrick with
Correct.
The Q.
Yes.
The one from Canada.
Yes. So
yes.
A very deserving brick film.
Congratulations, Aaron.
Great job.
Great film, and we look forward to your future works. All right. This one's the big daddy of them all.
Oh, this is it. This is the.
This is
winner?
The winner.
Big one.
Yeah, this is the one that I'll go ahead and post on the area called the library on the Brick Firmers Guild for nostalgia's sake so that it's always there.
This is the daddy of all brick films.
Or the mama if you want to, you know, not be sexist, you know, whatever. Mommy, mama, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, and these are the nominees. And best brick film goes to...
It's almost worth reading those nominees. But if you cut me off, then okay. Whatever.
Go ahead and read them.
Okay, so because this is the big one, the nominees for the best brick film is Harry and Billy Brick Productions, Assassins Lego, Cops Chasing Robbers, Raya Force, Sola Luna, PH Production, Petit Amour, Brotherhood Workshop, Home Free, Crazy Life, Robotic Animations, The Tree, Aaron Fisher, A Fixed System, Forlorn Creature, Lego Minecraft, Creepers Part 1, and Robots with Knives, Beyond the 11th Dimension.
And the winner for the best BIC film of 2015.
That's a drum roll.
That's your legs.
Whatever. Okay.
I won't go there. Aaron Fisher, Fixed System. Woo! All right, congratulations, Aaron.
And to all of the winners and nominees, because they were all deserving and all wonderful, and you should all be very proud of the great work that you've done, and we were honored and to watch them all.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you again to all the judges and the BIC. Oh, you just said that.
Say it again. Thank you.
Say it again, yeah.
To the judges for your help. We really appreciate it. And all the BIC filmers that entered the festival.
Yes, thank you. And we will, in all likeliness, be doing this again. And probably sometime around September, put up an announcement for it. And you'll be able to put your best BIC film of 2016 in the festival. And
feel free to comment and give any suggestions that you want us to do. If you really want us to do singing and dancing, we probably won't. But you can suggest it.
Well, I did try to sing, didn't I?
Yeah, don't suggest that.
You can dance if you want to.
Hey. All right, we got to edit that out.
Heck no. Anyway, if you are not a member of the BIC Filmers Guild, I suggest you become a member, because I think that will be a new requirement for entries into this year's festival for 2016.
So it would benefit you.
It would benefit you. Also,
it's
would be
free
able
of charge.
Free
you
of charge.
Do
you don't have to do anything besides keep a BIC film on the internet, YouTube or Vimeo, or there are some exceptions, but we won't go into those. Also, it allows you to vote on the best BIC film of the festival. Member's choice, and you will also get to vote for best BIC filmer of the year, or the BIC filmer of the year. So,
and also every month we have BIC filmers of the month, and
it's the BIC film of the month. So if only members are eligible to have their videos chosen for that, and occasionally people will do studio tours and behind the scenes.
Right.
If you are a member and we notice you've done one of those, we usually will post that in that section of the website.
Just get your video and your channel out there more, so you really have nothing to lose. Become a member, and we'll look forward to seeing you
also
there.
Check out our other podcast. You can find those on the
also you have to be a member in order to
For us to interview you.
And we do have a lot lined up, so we look forward to sharing more of those podcasts with you, and hopefully you've been enjoying them so far, because we sure have enjoyed doing them.
Yeah, really great talking to everybody. Definitely got to get out the
we have a lot of people on the list, so
looking forward
to
those. So please check out the BIC Filmers Guild website, our podcast, and whatnot. And we're looking forward to hosting this again later this year. So see ya.
Bye.